This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. 38 days, a little bit more than a month, gets you to the day after Christmas and the expiration of most of the federal unemployment programs that were passed last spring in the CARES Act. That, in and of itself, is not good economic news. Neither, too, is the reality that there are no negotiations happening right now in Congress on more relief. Democrats and Republicans aren't even talking. And so, according to research out today from the Century Foundation, 12 million people who are out of work in this economy are 38 days from losing their benefits. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains what that's going to mean for them and for us.
Without a deal, December 26th will be a grim day for unemployed workers and the U.S. economy. Andrew Stettner with the Century Foundation says it's like 12 million workers and their spending power will fall off a cliff.
Even if you thought you had 10, 11, 12, 9 weeks left, you won't get those weeks. You get cut off that exact week.
Benefits for gig workers and the self-employed are ending, as is federal help for most people who've exhausted their state benefits. Stettner says Black workers in the service sector will be hit especially hard since so many of those businesses have closed. Kimberly Austin is a Black artist who lost her job as a face painter at Legoland near San Diego. She wants federal action now.
This should not be a political joke to anybody. This makes no sense.
Austin has been getting by on $285 a week in unemployment. She's uninsured, and the inhalers she needs for her asthma cost $200. Jason Yee doesn't have health insurance either. He's an accountant in Los Angeles who was laid off last June. He's been living on $450 a week plus his savings.
The cliff will be bad because eventually, with no benefits, then, you know, it'll be 100% savings.
He says his savings will run out in February. He could tap into a retirement account, but he's only 55. That means an early withdrawal penalty. A penalty waiver in the CARES Act also expires at the end of the year. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.